Could you just briefly summarize what the TNT study looked at?
So the TNT study was, again, Andrew Tutt did the study over in the UK, looking at patients with triple-negative breast cancer randomizing to either get carboplatin or docetaxel as first-line therapy for metastatic disease. And the responses overall between the patients who got docetaxel and carboplatin were pretty similar in the triple-negative group as a whole. But in the group of patients who had germline BRCA mutations, relatively small pre-planned subset, there was an advantage with the overall response rate was 68% in the carbo arm and down in the 30s in the docetaxel arm. And there was also a difference in PFS. And all of those numbers were pretty similar to what we saw in Olympia.
Any rationale to continue a PARP inhibitor on disease progression and add something else in?
I don't think so. I think the mechanism of resistance to PARP inhibition, there are several. There are a number of different ones, but all of them would compromise this synthetic lethality. Basically, they all reestablish homologous recombination. And given that, I think the likelihood that you're going to derive benefit from continued therapy is pretty small. We did clinically, again, and completely anecdotally, there were patients who technically progressed according to RESIST criteria and yet were felt by their investigators to be continuing to derive clinical benefit. So either very slow progression or progression in one site with continued disease control in other sites. So I think in that setting, it might be okay to, as we all do in clinic under other circumstances, kind of hold off from changing until it was pretty clear that there was significant progression.
What about, and you see this with targeted therapy, you know, doing local therapy, you have one lesion progressing, you radiate it, you take it out, whatever, everything else is that a strategy you ever use?
Yeah, I think that that's, again, a perfectly reasonable strategy. Now we're just talking about kind of clinical oncologic medicine. I mean, one of the most common mechanisms of progression or resistance to PARP inhibitors appears to be reversion of the mutation. In other words, there is a clone of cells that has somehow managed to reestablish an open reading frame, to reestablish homologous recombination. And if that only occurs in one site or two sites, then directed therapy towards those sites might be fine. The problem is that these cells are so genomically unstable that it tends to happen in multiple different sites. And so multiple different clones arise with different revertant mutations. So evolution is tough to circumvent.
That's really interesting. Do you see if you can get rid of those cells with, say, chemotherapy or whatever, do you get clinical sensitivity PARP inhibitors back?
You know, I don't think anybody's actually tried that I know of to re-challenge. But unfortunately, that's also a setting where there's frequently resistance to platinum-based agents as well. So if you have somebody who's anthracycline taxane resistant, progressed through platinum, progressed through PARP inhibitor, unfortunately, the likelihood that they're going to respond to other therapies is going to be